Dear Cheap Astronomy, if the Big Bang happened 13.8 billion years ago, how come we can still see it? What we can still see is the cosmic microwave background, the CMB, which was a flash of light which actually occurred about 380,000 years after the Big Bang. For reasons we'll explain, we can't see light from any earlier time than this. So people somewhat poetically refer to the CMB as the echo of the Big Bang. But even then, you might think that eventually there should be some time when all the photons that arose from that single event 13.8 billion years ago should eventually whiz past you, never to be seen again. Well, not so far. Although it certainly is the case that a lot of those photons have whizzed past you already. What we know about the very early universe is mostly hypothetical, since the first observable data comes from when it was already 380,000 years old. What we hypothesise is that in the very first second, the basics of quantum theory appeared, being the quarks and the leptons and the bosons, and the forces that those bosons mediate, for example in the way that photons mediate the electromagnetic force. As the universe continued to expand and cool, at around 3 minutes, the first nuclei formed from cooled-down quarks, which were mostly hydrogen nuclei, that is, single protons, but also some deuterium, helium, and lithium nuclei. Then, for the next 380,000 years, it was just too darn hot, and free electrons, which are leptons, kept all the photons scattered, meaning they are unable to follow a straight line path for any distance due to ongoing collisions and deflections. But at 380,000 years, the universe's temperature dropped below 300,000 Kelvin, which is the ionization temperature of hydrogen. In other words, it became cool enough for electrons and protons to come together and form the first hydrogen atoms. A similar thing happened with the helium and deuterium and lithium nuclei at slightly different times because of their slightly different ionization temperatures. But it was the hydrogen that made the major contribution towards clearing a path for photons to be able to radiate in straight lines out across the young universe, producing a huge flash of light that we now call the cosmic microwave background. That event happened just once, but it happened everywhere across the universe and at the same time. So, at 380,000 years, photons shot off in all directions within a newly created vacuum, carrying data about the last particle that they had interacted with. So every CMB photon we detect today has been travelling through the vacuum of space for 13.8 billion years. After that first CMB flash, there weren't a lot of new photons produced until the first stars formed when the universe was 200 million years old. So, with modern technology, the CMB is quite easy to distinguish from other light sources that have subsequently appeared across the universe. To understand why we still keep on seeing it, remember that it happened everywhere and at the same time. So imagine there's a line of flashlights extending away from you in a straight line for a light year or more. Then imagine all those flashlights all flash just once at exactly the same time, and then they switch off again. You'll see nearby flashes almost immediately, but you'll then keep on seeing progressively distant and dimmer flashes for a year or more, even though all the flashes you see all happened at the same time and in the past. While we don't know how big the universe is, we do know that our observable part of it had a radius of about 700,000 light years when the CMB flash happened, and the observable universe now has a radius of about 47 billion light years as a result of more than 13 billion years of subsequent universal expansion. Consequently, the photons that left those distant sources 700,000 light years away have all this time been travelling through the vacuum of a progressively expanding universe. That expansion means that not only is the light from those distant places dimmer due to normal attenuation over distance, but its wavelength has also been stretched by the expansion of the universe into microwaves. Now, carrying a temperature of just 2.7 Kelvin, whereas originally they carried a temperature of about 3,000 Kelvin. So, over the course of your brief lifetime, lots of CMB photons have whizzed past you, never to be seen again, but there's still plenty more coming in from progressively further distances out. Of course, there were lots of CMB photons that never made it this far, because stars or planets or even dust grains got in the way. But of course, the universe is a very big and very empty place.